This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, do you reckon last weekend was just Splendor in the Grass Festival all over Facebook and Instagram to a point of crazy?
Could not escape it.
Everyone I knew was there.
Yeah.
Oh, and like people I didn't know were like meeting up with each other and in each other's photos. I was like, where?
Yeah. People were making great prosperous friendships and I wasn't invited. I didn't appreciate it one bit.
I am not into music festivals at all.
Interesting.
I went to one at uni, but it wasn't a real one. Okay. It's just not my vibe. It's not my scene.
Too many people? Don't like crowds?
Don't like the music festival thing.
Mm.
It's just a bit scene-y for me and I don't know. Okay. But you know, they advertise these things and, you know, of course there's multiple music festivals on, not just in Australia but across the world. And I think people probably hear them differently. This is how I hear a music festival being advertised on the radio.
Paradise Island Festival is coming soon with headline acts Post Malone.
What's good, y'all?
Lorde, Eminem.
Showtime!
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Gang of Youths. Also featuring $18 water, shirtless men who have exercised a lot and want you to know about it.
Sup, bro?
Losing your friends and constantly trying to find them. Flower crowns, glitter, pretentiousness, influencers, 45-minute lineups to the Portaloos with no toilet paper, people invading your personal space and not showering for 3 days. Also, potential STIs.
But not for me. That's not for me. I would like to have my own music festival.
I see.
Well, not music festival, just festival in general.
Okay.
I've made an ad for it.
This weekend at home, featuring heating, unlimited free water, Wi-Fi, clean toilets, track pants, deodorant, hot showers, Netflix. Also featuring naps, the couch, sitting, your bed, sheets, optional pants, Doritos, brunch, and silence.
For me.
This sounds pretty good.
Get around that.
I'll meet you at the main stage, yeah.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Yesterday, sort of the last break, we didn't have enough time to get any callers on the air, but thank you to the flurry of calls off the air with people more than happy to recommend some sort of a dog tip. The dogs...
No perspective. Someone's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, look, just give a little refresh for those who didn't listen yesterday. Don't get me wrong, I love a happy dog. Dog down in the park, running around, nothing brings me more joy. Mm-hmm. Some sort of dog playing fetch in his element, great stuff. Be happy, dogs. But don't be wagging your tail on a veranda if you live below me, dogs.
Yeah.
I try and sleep between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because I do this midnight radio show. So I'm sleeping during the day. I thought that it was a tradesman who had come round to the house below me, the apartment below, and was hammering together some sort of gazebo.
Yes.
I was getting these big at intermittent intervals all throughout the day from 10 a.m.
So annoying.
Very annoying indeed. I finally gained the courage and the wisdom to go and confront the tradesman and was about to say, you know, hey, mate, just explain the situation. I'm sleeping today. When are you going to be done hammering? Can you get it all out of the way?
Right.
To my surprise, it was a Labrador on its side wagging its tail, slapping the already made gazebo.
And everyone knows that exact sound. Mm. It's so loud.
Yeah. Oh. Tongue out, looking at me.
Having a good time.
Loving it.
Winter sun.
No idea that I'm a man who works late hours and is struggling to find a little bit of 40 winks in my life.
It almost would have been better for it to have been a tradie because, you know, you could have had a bit of biffo, but at least you would have had it resolved. Whereas it's like, what do you do to
dog? You're so right. I just wanted a conclusion
Like you
there
can't talk to the dog.
I tried to sweet talk him. I said, look, if there is a little bit in you that understands the human English language.
Stop.
Stop right now. I'll do anything. People had some good ideas yesterday for all sorts of things, from covering the gazebo in a foam to going
that's expensive.
To going to speak to the owner and maybe seeing if the dog could maybe stay inside a dog bed. I still like my original idea of cutting the inside of a pool noodle and sticking it right over the tail. I really think that would muffle it.
It's not bad. I don't know if it's that comfortable for the dog, though.
I think the dog may have something to say about that. But on 131060, I think we could probably get to the bottom of it next. There are plenty of people there. Prime time.
Do you reckon anyone has come across this problem before? Because if it's your own dog, you can sort it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's not your dog, what do you do?
Always awkward. You imagine the door knock next day. Seems to me your dog's a little too happy when you're at work. Mind slowing him down a little
right,
bit?
Right, that's...
It'll be met with ridicule.
Right.
We need a genius idea. 13, 10, 60. What do I do with the over-enthusiastic dog? The wagging tail on the veranda is keeping me awake all day. How do you approach the situation?
Well, how do you soften a blow?
Mm.
Like literally.
Yeah, literally. I need answers.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You just said before, I mean, I've got a dog on my hands. A pesky, over-enthusiastic dog living its best life. It's no good for a man like me who's trying to sleep during the day.
Well, it's not your dog.
No, it's not my dog. But I would like to have a say in what the dog will do with his tail from now on, because it's keeping me awake. So loud, in fact. The tail and the dog, who is on the first floor of the apartment building that I live in, I'm on the second. I thought it was a tradesman hammering and cooking up some sort of veranda
yes.
situation. It was just a Labrador on its side, wagging its tail. He's got some force behind that thing.
They
and it's
do,
keeping
don't
me awake.
They? But can you, I know this sounds like, and I know it's keeping me awake and it's annoying you, but how happy is that dog?
Very happy indeed.
Yeah.
And he's cancelling out my happiness.
I know.
And it's affecting the show, it's affecting my life. It's a very hard way to live and go about my business.
Yeah, so what we're trying to look for is suggestions as to a way to get either the dog to stop or
there's got
to
be a way
to silence it in some way. I have no idea. I'm not a big animal person. Like, no. I don't own a dog. I've not, you know, I don't really know.
Dog knowledge is not my forte either. But I know there are dog people out there on 131060. Maybe there's a bleedingly obvious answer to this. Lainey in Queensland on 131060. How do I stop the dog problem?
Well, I've got two options available to you. One might be a little bit unviable and the second one is just hilarious.
Great.
The first one is...
yes.
Get a dog like mine. I've got a little stumpy tail cattle dog, which may seem cruel to have in an apartment building, but my little girl, she's allergic to grass. So she's on medication daily. But for someone to give up their fur baby would just be like unspeakable act. So, hang on,
you're saying that I present a dog downstairs to the door. Like, trade?
What are you going to do with the Labrador then?
Exactly. You can't ask them to give up their dog.
No.
But the second one is create their house like a music room, so cover it in egg cartons.
Yeah, I mean, you could. It's lady loves it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they would like... It would absorb the sound of the tail wagging.
Yeah, it's not...
To be honest, stranger things have happened, Lainey, and I'm pretty on board with that. I go through a lot of eggs.
Lainey's loving her own work, and I'm loving her for loving her own work.
Okay.
Look, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. It's sort of... I don't know how confident I am with the rest of the call, considering that the best option so far is stick hundreds of egg cartons on my wall. But it is in the running at this point. It is in the running. Thank you.
Better than nothing. Thanks, Lainey.
Lainey, cheers. Tom in New South Wales. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. An over-enthusiastic Tom, hopefully with some knowledge on how to quell an over-enthusiastic dog.
Yes. Now, I believe a dog is a reflection of its owners. Mm. So I'm not going to focus on the dog here. Let's say you report the owners and get them evicted with the dog, because there's nothing worse than getting woken up by an annoying dog.
Mm.
So I've got some solutions for you.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
You can report them for either partying all night, all night every night.
Yeah.
You could say they're running a religious cult, because I reckon they're Christians. Only Christians have Labradors.
What?
Or you could say they're running like an illegal drug operation. Is this random in and out of the apartments all the time? So that's the solution to your problem. Get them evicted. Get all of them evicted.
Tom, that's insane. But also, you should probably do that if you want to get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than annoying dogs keeping you awake. So I think go to the absolute extreme and get them evicted. Get rid of them. Sorry if they're your friends, but get rid of them.
Actually,
no, not my friends at all. No.
Tom and...
No, get rid of it.
Like, P.S., you sound like you could be like a weird, offbeat public speaker or motivational speaker, Tom. Maybe you should just move out.
I'm not... No. Dog doesn't take precedence over me. I'm very happy in my living space, to be honest, and in my new bedroom that will be converted into a music room by all thoughts at this point in time.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast. Right around the country, you got Tanya Hennessy and Danny Lakey.
What would you do if you just had a brand new $1,200 television? Would you just sit in front of it and just live? That's what I'd do.
Well, I'd do what the television was born to do, to be turned on and sort of express
binge.
My favourite programs. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, my friend's just got a brand new $1,200 TV. It's 3 weeks old and it no longer works because...
dodgy product.
No. God, it'd be good if it was a dodgy product because you get a new one.
Yeah.
Nah, their kid was playing with a yo-yo. And, I mean, it's 2018. Who's playing with a yo-yo?
Dodgy child.
Honestly, who was playing with a yo-yo? The kid has played with the yo-yo to a point that she smashed it into the television and it's dead and gone.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine? God. That's so much money.
This is it. And this just pushes me back another 4 years because I was just thinking about settling down and planning a family and it's these kind of stories that really push me back.
It's contraception, isn't it? Yeah. But I can't help but think, do you replace the TV and how do you punish the child?
Mm.
I don't know. I think my friends are making her, like, you know, do a X amount of chores.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Which means X amount of dollars. So kind of learns the value of money because the kid is 8.
Yeah.
So, like, old enough.
Yeah.
And apparently the child was really remorseful and really, really sorry.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you not, like, I think I'd have to go into a different room and scream.
Yeah, I love to do a couple of yo-yo tricks around the world, walk the dogs as much as the next man. But once it smashes into the TV, you've gone too far.
But it's dead. It doesn't even work now.
Yeah.
So, like, they're like, do we buy another TV? Mm. Do we just go, well, we paid all this money for it. Like, we just have to deal with life without a TV now. I couldn't tell you, but I would love to know on 131060 what your kid has ruined.
Kids are doing it a lot these days. And if any kids are listening, pull your head in, kids. Stop ruining adult things because there's not much left for the adults these days.
I would actually like to know if there's a child out there and you have destroyed something.
Oh, God.
Or what have you done as a child? Yeah. What did you ruin?
Mm, yeah. Everyone's done something.
The TV, it's so new. Yeah. I just...
I remember having one of those plastic keys as a kid in the Christmas crackers.
Oh, yeah.
And just obviously assuming that a plastic key would open my father's car and it jammed and snapped in there and the tweezers couldn't get it out and he had to get a brand new lock on his car.
Claustrophobic.
I wasn't happy. Yeah. I had no value as a kid of money.
No, of course.
Monetary
and that's the thing, you don't get it. And no. I know kids who've keyed cars.
Yeah.
Just, you know, running up and down with their parents' keys just on the car.
Yeah, that was good fun.
I can't. 131060, what has your child ruined?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We are wondering what your kid has ruined and or broken. My friend's daughter ruined / broke beyond compare, sorry, beyond repair, I should say, $1,200 3-week-old TV.
What?
A yo-yo.
Why are you yo-yoing in the lounge room, anonymous kid? That's what the rumpus is for.
Right.
Go back in there and practice your yo-yo tricks because you clearly can't be trusted in front of technology.
Who is playing with a yo-yo? Get on an iPad. No. But still, I mean, they might have got enraged with the iPad and thrown that at the TV.
That's the
kids
thing.
Kids just ruin things.
The only reason she's playing with the yo-yo is because she's busted her Game Boy, her iPad and her MacBook that she got for Christmas already. Can't be trusted. Kids are ruining things all over the place.
Who is playing with a Game Boy? A Game Boy is up there with a yo-yo.
Yeah, true. It was the first thing that came to mind when I thought of screens.
No,
13,
but don't you reckon
60.
When you think of kids, you go back to what you know as a kid?
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
Hayley in WA. 131060. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. What has your kid ruined?
A lot.
I bet.
What has your kid not ruined so far, apart from every object in the house and your life in general?
The best one probably, she's painted my bed green.
It's a good colour.
Wait, the doona or the action?
Yeah, the doona. Mm. I was breastfeeding the brother and I was like, she didn't come in once. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And then I went in my room and the dog and her on the bed and there's just green paint everywhere.
Oh, paint?
Yeah.
Oh. And was it expensive?
It was, but it came out. It was like, sorry, thank God.
It was from Kmart?
Yeah, that Kmart kids paint. Most of kids paint doesn't come out, but this one did.
Oh, get around that. Everyone should be buying that.
Thank God for that. I thought we had a serious high-quality Dulux situation on our hands there for a second, but all's well that ends well. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, you know when you're a kid and you go, oh, Pog, Tarzos.
Oh, yeah.
Collectible cards, all of that. You go, I'm never, as an adult, going to experience that sort of collectible phase again. But what a great time it was when you were a kid. I even collected marbles. Did you ever do the marble thing?
Yeah. I hit all the big crazes as a kid. Oh, what a time it was.
I think, remember when, like, Knuckles were in, but they were brightly coloured, like Moose did brightly coloured Knuckles.
Yeah,
I was obsessed
yeah.
with those.
Yep.
Beanie Babies, Troll Dolls.
Yo-yos.
Yo-yos, yes. And I thought, yeah, that's done for me. My childhood, that's when you collect things and then you become an adult and you no longer want those things. Until I went to Coles and, oh, God, they've got...
What are you collecting?
I went there the other day and if you spend over $30, you get a collectible thing and it's called Little Shop. And basically, it's tiny, very tiny, miniature plastic collectibles that mimic the shop's groceries. So like tiny little, can you see this? I brought them in.
Jesus.
Tiny little Pantene bottle, a tiny little Milo tin.
Hang on a second. I just got to call NASA so we can get a industrial size microscope so I can figure out what that is. Hand me that. That's the size of your thumb. That's a Milo tin, the size of the Pantene Pro-V. Thank you.
And it's got the label on it. It looks really real and it's so cool. And now you can't keep me out of Coles. And I just have to say to them, well done, because you've really nailed that. Because the lady was like, do you want the collectible things? And the first time I went, I was like, no, because I'm not a child. Second time I went, yeah, I'll have a look, see what they are. Right. And now I've got three and I just want more.
Show me the other ones you got going on
that
there.
That says shoe polish.
Okay, ooh, great.
Sorry. 10 and this is off. The tiny Jesus Milo. Christ, I'm sorry. All right. But can I just say, it's just so fun. And I'm like loving collecting them.
How many are there?
I don't know, actually.
Is it within the
maybe
ballpark?
Maybe 50. It's like some crazy amount.
Right.
And you know, if you get a particular one, you get a, you know, I don't know, they're worth a lot of money. Oh, I can't believe this is
there
who
are
I
rare
am
ones?
Now. Yes. And my friends have them at their houses and they're also in their 30s.
Wow.
But they've got children. But now I'm so into it. I said to Mum, because she works at a library, and I said, Mum, if people get those little shop things in and they bring them to work, can you say that you're collecting them for your child? And she goes, Tanya, if people say to me, how old's your kid? I'm not going to be able to comfortably say 32.
This is Weekend Breakfast.